How to Succeed in Life by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Joshua 1:8. Countless individuals are searching for the secrets of how to thrive in this life. In response to this search, there are thousands of books, articles, podcasts, and more available telling people how to succeed. Yet God outlined in His Word all we need to know to be successful in this life and the life to come. Still few Christians are reading their Bibles on their own and failing to set aside time to study God's Word. Instead, hectic schedules have taken prominence, pushing God's Word to the back burner behind work, family, and even church life in priority. Because believers aren't feeding on God's Word on their own, they're not growing, because anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness, Hebrews 5:13. The Holy Spirit will teach us. As well, often Christians believe they are inadequate or knowledgeable enough to read and study their Bibles on their own, not understanding how God has given us the best teacher we possibly could have to help us understand. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. John 14:26. In not realizing how God's Word is alive and active, many are missing out on personally having the Holy Spirit reveal and teach them His truth. For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. God's Word will lead us in truth. Because many believers' lives are so full, they look for resources where they don't have to do the digging and studying on their own, looking for outlets where the Word can be spoon-fed to them someone else tells them what God's Word says. While sitting under excellent Bible teaching can bring much understanding, sitting under ones who stray away from God's truth can have devastating effects. How many Christians have unknowingly sat under false teaching, not knowing they were being led astray because they weren't able to recognize error in biblical teaching, unequipped to discern the truth? Sadly, many Christians are getting their biblical training secondhand instead of reading it for themselves, letting others interpret it for them, telling them what it means, and how to apply it to their lives. Handle God's Word correctly. As well, many believers are leaning on their own understanding rather than what God's Word teaches, thinking they know what it says, but not really knowing it. Yet God calls us to do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. It's vital for us to know God's word for ourselves, because His words are able to go deep within us and transform us. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Hebrews 5:14.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone, and even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com